Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Bishop Gerald Kikanas, who chairs the Board of Catholic Relief Services, recently went on a fact-finding visit to Turkey in an effort to visit the refugee camps for Syrians fleeing from the civil war at home. He shared his impressions of this visit with me, illustrating a new project launched by CRS to help the refugees survive the bleak winter months. A project which enables them to receive $150 to buy immediate necessities such as clothes, blankets and heating oil. Bishop Kikanas also tells of his experience out there regarding this specific project, describing how while people had serious reservations about it for fear of fighting and stealing connected to the handouts, what he witnessed was order and gratitude.
So one of the things that we did while in Turkey was to visit a program that Catholic Relief Services is initiating to try to assist Syrian refugees during the winter time. And of course, this is a surprisingly cold winter and a very rainy winter here in Turkey. The program is called Cash for Winterization, and it is an initiative where needy families who are determined by the Syrian leaders of the refugee camps and those living in the urban area are able to receive $150 to buy winter clothes, blankets, heating oil to help survive the winter. People had serious reservations about this, giving out cash to people, whether there would be fighting, whether there would be stealing, because a lot of the programs of giving away things have led to violence and fighting over blankets or over this or that. But the amazing thing was we went to the post office where the monies are being distributed. It was extremely orderly. People were walking out, smiling, holding the $150, clutching it in their hands, looking very proud, looking very happy. And there was no guards. There was nothing. People just were walking along. And I remember vividly one elderly woman who was clutching her $150, obviously grateful. And one man said, you know, this is the most dignified experience that I've ever had. I feel like I am being respected. I feel like I can make my decision now how to use this money for my family. It's not kind of a handout, but it's empowering me to do something that needs to be done to help my family. So it was a very good experience. And we had an opportunity to visit one of the refugee camps that they have in Turkey. And it's really, to Turkey's credit, these camps are kind of premier camps, at least the one we saw in Kilis. It's a container camp, not a tent camp. They have built schools for the children. They have good sanitary situations. Each house has an opportunity for people to cook. Also, there is sanitation. There was a great calm in the camp. You didn't get the sense of being claustrophobic or that people were vying with each other. Turkey has put a great deal of resources into these camps, but of course their resources are being stretched because more and more refugees come into the country. There are about 150,000 Syrian refugees in the camps that Turkey has, and then about 100,000 in what are called the urban refugees, and these are people who are kind of intermingled into the urban scene. There's the greatest concern that CRS has for those people because they are not as well cared for. They're living in much more difficult circumstances. The other thing that CRS is trying to do there is to provide child safe areas, which would be providing some preschool and early child education for children, because right now the Syrian refugees can't access schools in Turkey unless they're in the camps, because the schools are all in Turkish and of course they speak Arabic. So this initiative is to try to find an opportunity for the urban refugee Syrian refugees to be able to access some education while they're waiting. So, of course, you know, in countries like Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, and Turkey, they're being overwhelmed now by refugees. The situation is still very precarious, hopefully won't get worse, but there's no reason to think it's going to get any better at this time, which is, of course, extremely worrisome.
And you were listening there to Bishop Gerald Kikanas, who chairs the Board of Catholic Relief Services. who recently returned from Turkey. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.